Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, and builds specially adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, as well as work to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He's never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades in arms, nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Buck Sexton Show podcast. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, welcome to the Freedom Hut Wednesday, April 27th edition of the program. The Biden regime tells us what the plan is for the aftermath of the Title 42 removal that is expected at our southern border. Here's a hint. It's going to be a mess. Plus, Joe Biden's thinking about removing all student loan debt, it seems, for tens of millions of Americans, because if you can't convince people you're doing a good job, just throw a lot of money at them. And that's great in an inflationary environment, which we're currently in. That's really going to help a lot. He's amazing that way. And then Elon calls out Twitter's outrageous political gamesmanship right before the 2020 election, almost like a tech giant decided to throw the election to the Democrats. Oh, wait, isn't that election interference? You can call it that. That's not a legal term. It's just a reality term. I think that's fair to say. My friends, we will dive into this here in a moment. You know I love my MyPillow products. I'm actually sitting here right now in my slippers, which are so comfortable and amazing. I've got the MyPillows on my bed at home. I've got the Giza Dream sheets. The Giza Dream sheets are amazing, okay? If you've never had Giza Dream sheets, these are the best sheets you'll ever own. I have multiple pairs at home. This is what I sleep on every night. They're ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Right now, the Giza Dream sheets are at the lowest price ever. These sheets are 60% off, coming in as low as $39.99 with promo code BUCK. Remember, all MyPillow products comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on Radio Listener Special Square. Check out this flash sale on the Giza Dream Sheets. With my promo, you'll also get a copy of Mike Lindell's book free with your purchase. Enter promo code BUCK. That's B-U-C-K. Enter promo code BUCK for these great radio specials. Just go to MyPillow.com. Click on Radio Listener Specials. B-U-C-K. Promo code BUCK. Get those Giza Dream Sheets. Amazing price on them. All right, so let me tell you what's going on at the border, because there's a post-Title 42 removal plan that the Biden team has put out there. And It is not going to keep the border secure. That's obvious, right? There's no way they actually are going to keep the border secure. Let me tell you what's going to go on. DHS is saying they will increase resources, including personnel, transportation, medical support, and facilities to support border operations. They are sending personnel and 600 Border Patrol officers, they say, sending personnel down to the southern border in preparation for a tsunami of illegal immigration. That's going on right now. That's what they're doing. They know it's coming. And here's where things get more complicated. Who is going to be let in and who is not? Under Title 42, there was a pretty broad authority that allowed for the Border Patrol to turn people away, particularly single adult males who come to the country illegally. They were repatriated. But the devil is in the details, as always, on these things. So we know there's going to be a lot more people showing up. Let's just look at this from the perspective of common sense for a second. Why? If the Biden regime plan was going to be to dramatically limit the ability of people to come into the country illegally, why would there be such a big surge after Title 42? Right? There's essentially a market effect here of immigration. Illegal migrants think they can get into the country. You get more and more legal migrants. Very straightforward. Until you change that perception, you change that reward system for breaking U.S. law, you're going to get a lot of illegal migrants. Okay. So with that being clear, and the Biden administration's not going to do anything really to change that calculation in a dramatic way, let's understand that they keep saying, well, we turn back a lot of people who come to the border. We repatriate them. That's the term they use in Border Patrol speak. We repatriate them, or DHS speak, I should say. And you think, oh, okay, well, I guess that's that. About 30, 40% of people who are caught at the border and turned back, it's not their first time coming across illegally. What that's telling you is they keep coming until they get in. So there are first-time arrivals. Some of them get to stay. Family units with young children, they get to stay. And they all know this. That's why I've seen it with my own eyes. Families, women who are pregnant and have a 2 or 3 year old, you know, that they're bringing across the border. This is a mass migration strategy that has been going on. And people are coming from all over the world. Just understand, this is not, oh, it's just about Mexico or Central America or even South America. No, it's Southeast Asia. It's South Asia. It's Sub-Saharan Africa. It's, you know, the Muslim world of the Middle East. I mean, it's all over the place. People are coming from all over. Why would they come from the other side of the world if we had a secure border? Why would they do that? Well, of course, there's only one reason. They think they're going to get in. They think they're going to be able to scam our immigration laws and stay in the United States forever. That is the reality, my friends. Okay, that is what's actually happening. Now, here's where, so understand, they won't tell you, I mean, you have to go digging deep into the Border Patrol numbers. DHS, Mayorkas, doesn't want to tell you that about 30 to 40% of people who are repatriated, it's not the first time they were caught. They keep coming back. Because they know once you're in, you're good. Unless you become a violent felon, and even then sometimes, you know, oh, it's injustice if you kick a violent illegal alien felon out of the country. We owe it to all the violent felon illegal aliens to let them have a second chance. I mean, this is what the left actually thinks a lot of the time. If you get into the country, you're good. There's no real interior enforcement. So they're surging resources. They say they're going to process them even faster. This is deep down into the, because I read the whole Mayorkas memo that they put out from DHS. What they have is something called the Asylum Office Rule. Here's what it says. Asylum Office Rule. Individuals in expedited removal who establish a credible fear of persecution or torture are currently referred to an immigration court for full consideration of their application for asylum and related protection. Under the new Asylum Office Rule, effective May 31st, it's That's right, coming up soon. DHS can instead refer these cases to U.S. and Customs Immigration Services for expeditious adjudication. Expeditious adjudication. The new rule will allow DHS and DOJ to conclude certain asylum cases in months instead of years, meaning that those deemed ineligible can be removed more quickly. Is that what it means? That's the end of the quote there. I mean, is that what's really going on here? They're making it so that USCIS, which takes orders from Mayorkas, which takes orders from Biden, or who takes orders from Biden, they are going to be able to much more quickly say, oh, you get asylum. Oh, isn't that interesting? Because what kind of oversight will there really be on that program? It's not going to a judge anymore. It's just going to be bureaucrats who work for Customs and Immigration Services. No offense, Customs and Immigration Services. I don't want to get strip searched the next time I go to, you know, Mexico on vacation. You know what I mean? I don't need that. But Customs and Immigration Services are going to have people that are told, all right, you know, do your best here. Do we think the Biden administration is going to want high or low numbers of people once they do this expeditious, as they call it, adjudication? Once they do expeditious adjudication, do you think they'll want high or low numbers of people given asylum? Remember, asylum is a legal process. Once you're given asylum, you're here forever. You're here forever. You think that they're going to want to turn away a lot of people? The whole game up to this point has been get into the system in some way and then just wait it out. Get into the United States and then just don't show up for your immigration hearing, or the immigration hearing for asylum takes so long that it doesn't even matter. Now you say, oh, I've had a kid here and I'm married. I live in America now. Sorry, I didn't want to, you know, it's been 3 years. It's been 5 years since I came into the country illegally. Yeah, that's what we're up against right now. These are the games that people play. It's all strategy. You want to stay in the country. You don't want to go. We have a whole legal immigration process. These are all individuals who have decided to pay drug cartels to human smuggle them to the border and then break our laws. And then they are rewarded for it by Democrats, because Democrats figure if we have people that come here illegally and they need state benefits, will want state benefits as quickly as possible, the party of the welfare state, the Democrat Party, is going to eventually get their votes one way or another. That's the whole, this is the whole game. This is the whole situation, the whole thing. And I'm just going to tell you right now, it's going to get so much worse. It's going to get so much worse under the Biden administration. They know this, and they are going to want it to get to be worse, but they're going to want to make it harder for you to see it. They're going to want to try to make it so people think, oh, yeah, they're securing the border. They're saying that tight border security is really important. And this is what the DHS under Mayorkas, they're saying tight border security is really important. Strict enforcement of their immigration laws. That's in the memo, strict enforcement of immigration laws. People are joking, right? But they know they got a midterm coming up. And if the American people figure out what's really going on here, why should you and I be forced to obey annoying, stupid bureaucratic laws? Why should we pay taxes? Why, you know, does it matter to the federal government if I pay taxes? They'll throw me in prison if I don't. They'll take away my freedom. Does it matter to the $30 trillion debt we have, whether we get a little bit of some crumbs from Buck's meager harvest? No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But they'll throw me in prison for it. Why? Because it's the law, they'd say. Oh, but immigration law somehow is not the law. These are the games that they play. Look, you know what inflation is doing right now. There'll be a time when you're considering the purchase of gold or silver. You've probably already thought about it, right? Precious metals are a great investment to protect the value of your savings account against inflation. In a year that's certain to see inflation rates at 6% or greater, you're the one that has to protect the value of your savings by having foresight, and you can do that with the purchase of real gold. I buy my gold from the Oxford Gold Group. They've made it so you can have real gold and silver delivered to your home. If it's gold or silver you've purchased, now you can easily take delivery. Same kind of thing can happen with your IRA or 401k, real gold and silver in your retirement accounts. Remember, gold and silver traditionally hold their value, especially when markets decline or fail. The Oxford Gold Group, the industry leader in precious metals, is offering gold and silver at the lowest prices on the market.
The Oxford Gold Group will beat any competitor's price on precious metals. Get gold you can hold or get real gold in your IRA or 401k today. Call the Oxford Gold Group to request your free precious metals investment guide by dialing #250 on your cell phone and say the keywords gold IRA. You'll receive your precious metals investment guide directly to your phone and get all your questions answered with one call to Oxford Gold. Simply dial #250 from your phone. That's #250. Say the keywords gold IRA. Chuck Schumer has a way out of inflation, he says, and that is to tax the rich.
If you want to get rid of inflation, the only way to do it is to undo a lot of the Trump tax cuts and raise rates. No Republican is ever going to do that. So the only way to get rid of inflation is through reconciliation.
Ah, they're going to raise taxes through reconciliation going into a midterm. Oh, they're going to play the class warfare card. First of all, raising taxes is not going to address inflation. Okay, start with that. That's all it does is allow the government to spend more money because it will have more of your money. But they just lie or they don't understand basic economics. It's usually a combination of those two things. Meanwhile, Biden is now going full AOC by saying that he is considering a sweeping debt forgiveness, which is a euphemism for just telling people that they don't have to pay their obligations because the federal government under a Democrat president feels like it. Just going to socialize the debts of all these people. The money comes from and goes somewhere. People that, you know, there was money that was printed and money transferred to these universities, which have just become left wing indoctrination factories, as we know. And when I say printed, you know, it's often digital, but there was creation of money. There was transfer of money. There was payment for goods and services. And now there are millions and millions of people who are saying, oh, great, wipe away my student loan debt. What about people that just finished paying off their last student loan, you know, a month ago or a year ago? Or 10 years ago. I guess they're chumps. Well, too bad for them. They missed out. Because Democrats need votes, you see. This is essentially redistribution. A lot of it, when you think about it, because inflation is a tax that primarily it affects the working class, or most damages the finances of the working class, of hourly wage workers. The term working class, you think about this too, it's like everyone works, right? So why do we say working class? It's not really a particularly precise term, but blue collar folks, I guess you could say, hourly wage workers, it's going to be a transfer of money from them to middle class and upper middle class kids that have taken out big loans, right, to go to 4-year colleges, because that's really what we're talking about here. Biden's thinking about wiping away. You got $1 trillion of student loan debt out there. So Biden's plan, you're at $30 trillion of national debt. You have 8.5% inflation, and Biden's plan, it seems, is, well, spend another $5 trillion and wipe away $1 trillion from the balance sheet of the federal government that it is owed from people. Yeah, that's going to really do, that's going to do wonders for inflation. That's going to be it's going to be really helpful. It's amazing, isn't it? These people, they're just like arsonists who, as they watch the buildings burn, say, you know what this could really use? A little more gasoline. A little more gasoline. Twitter is a more fun place. I've had over 20,000 new followers in the last 2 days. That's nice, right? 20,000 new followers? What's going on? The left is in panic mode because they know they can't win an actual battle of ideas. And so what do they say? Well, they have some of their dumbest mouthpieces out there, their dumbest spokespersons, like Nicole Wallace saying, they're not really the side of free speech.
What are the ground rules? And the issue is whether it's Elon Musk or anybody else, it's a problem that's bigger than Elon Musk. What the right has already seized is this ground that they're on the side of free speech. They're really not. They're for the political version of yelling fire in a movie theater.
She is such a moron that she does not even know that the fire in a crowded theater line comes from a horrifically wrongly decided Supreme Court decision that said that handing out anti-war pamphlets by a socialist was the equivalent of yelling fire in a crowded theater. It was essentially the origins of the your speech is violence nonsense. Doesn't, I bet she doesn't even, I had no idea. No idea the actual history of the phrase that she used. It's like yelling fire at a crowded theater. No, it's not actually. Saying a man is not a woman is not yelling fire in a crowded theater. It's yelling a man is not a woman. But they don't have real arguments. They don't even address what are the primary areas of censorship that we have suffered from. The primary areas where Twitter has said, under our terms and services, you cannot say COVID, elections, transgender ideology. Oh, and learn to code. Remember this? There was a time when if you told the sad blue check journal who got fired, learn to code, you get kicked off the internet. I have people say horrible crap to me on Twitter all the time. I don't care because they're losers, but I have horrible things said. No one's kicking them off of Twitter. Learn to code. It's kind of funny, actually. And you know what? Learning to code is a good idea. Learn to code, get more sleep, work out, read more books. These are all helpful tips. But they can't even address the real issues. They can't even engage in the real conversation debate here because their side is in the wrong. The left, the libs, the Democrats, when it comes to free speech, they are on the side of wrong. And they kind of know it. Otherwise, they would actually argue the real issue. Instead, they make up nonsense and crap. Team, you are all amazing. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Shields high.
Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans, heroes who put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. The complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye, he needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers paid off his mortgage and gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. He moves around his home more easily now. His home also gives him hope. With help from people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers in supporting America's heroes, our nation's catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, homeless veterans, Gold Star families, and the families of fallen first responders. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org. 95 cents of every dollar goes directly to their programs.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.